Profile series. I'm your host, Matt Higgs, the FF Educator, here with John Lobb, the Gridiron Scholar, back for another Rookie Profile episode. This time we are breaking down Caleb Williams. We have been talking about Caleb Williams for a long time. You know the name. Everybody knows the name Caleb Williams, but it's been over 2 years of hype, and we're here to take a look at the tape, take a look at the stats, give a little fantasy football projection, and try to help you understand if Caleb Williams is worth the hype. If you're sitting there with the 101 in the Superflex draft, is he still the guy you should be taking with that first pick? That's what we're going to get into here on this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead, drop us a comment, give us a like. If this video helps you at all, help us out in that way, pay it forward there. And if you are listening on your favorite podcast provider, thank you so much. Another huge week of Rookie Profile downloads last week, and we tremendously appreciate it. And by the way, I'm not calling out our Apple Podcast listeners, but I will say our Spotify listeners, John, have been giving us 5-star reviews like crazy. Like, thank you to our Spotify listeners specifically. You know, if Apple Podcast listeners, if you want a shout out, step it up with the 5-star reviews, because Spotify is crushing it. All right. Now, John, with that being said, let's go ahead. Let's get into the background, the introduction here for Caleb Williams, the quarterback at USC.
We have seen this prospect fatigue for years when you have a top-graded quarterback, Matt. And now it seems like there's a lot of negativity surrounding Caleb Williams. I don't think he's a generational talent like Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, John Elway, Troy Aikman. He's not that level. But Matt, he is by far, I believe, the best quarterback prospect in this class. And I really do believe people are focusing too intently on the negatives. And he's not a perfect prospect. That's why he's not generational. But you need to watch 2 years of film. And you need to analyze both to really understand in its totality who this young man is. So I'm going to start in 2022, Matt. He was the Heisman Trophy winner, and he's the 7th Trojan in the history of the program to get the award. He was the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year and unanimous first-team All-American. He set single-season records for total offense with 4,919 yards, total touchdowns 52, passes completed 33, passing yards 45-37, and he had a higher passer rating of 168.5. Matt, I mean, he was so good. And you really need to watch some tape from 2022. Obviously, at that point, he's elevated to the top of the Debbie rankings, top of the NFL Draft Scout rankings. And I believe if he had come out last year, Matt, he's a number one pick. He's definitely going ahead of Bryce Young. He's most likely going ahead of CJ Stroud. So he comes back to campus, and he could not replicate his Heisman record-breaking season. Matt, no one's won it but Archie Griffith at Ohio State in the 70s. You're not going to do that again. Teams change too much roster turnover in college football. He passed for 3,633 yards. He had a 30-5 touchdown to interception ratio. I think a lot of people are looking at that those volume numbers. Oh, he didn't play as well. But Matt, look a little deeper. He posted a higher passer rating. He had a 170.1, and his completion percentage went up to 68.6. I'll also say this, Matt. That Trojan team was nowhere as near as good as 2 years ago. Their offensive line was a sieve. He was under fire constantly. And what that did is that made him play hero ball. And sometimes when you play hero ball, Matt, we know the range of outcomes. You might look like Superman, but you could look really, really bad like the Joker. And I think people are focusing on the negative aspect. I'm going to take a different perspective, Matt. I like players who've overcome adversity. Caleb Williams showed us that he could still perform at a very high level on a team that wasn't functioning as well as the year before. So I'm glad he made it through. And he didn't quit. Matt, they were 7-5. He could have easily quit on that team. I think they lost three of their last four games or the last three games. They were out of any bowl contention. They were out of the Pac-12. He didn't quit. And even go back to 2021. As a true freshman at Oklahoma, remember they benched Spencer Rattler and were actually calling Caleb in the stands. And he started seven games. He completed almost 65% of his passes for over 1,900 yards and 21 touchdown passes. He also scrambled for a career-high 442. As a true freshman, he was named to the All-American freshman team and second team All-Big 12. During his campus tenure, Matt, he rushed for 966 yards and 27 scores. Matt, he's still at the top of my board. Not a perfect prospect, but what does your film grade say about Caleb Williams?
So when you're breaking down the Caleb Williams film, what you need to emphasize here is that it's very rare for a prospect to have a high level of arm talent and a high level of athleticism. And Caleb Williams has been displaying that, like you mentioned, John, since his true freshman season. So let's go ahead and start there with his film review. When we're talking about his arm talent, we see somebody who can change velocity very well. He's got a great touch on his ball. He can push it downfield in that way. He can drop that ball, into a bucket downfield, or he could fire a rope in the short field. So he's dangerous downfield. He has good velocity, good zip on his ball in the short and midfield. And then you pair that, John, with good accuracy. He's fearless when throwing the ball. He's a gunslinger. He will put the ball into tight windows. He'll fit it through narrow passing lanes. And he does it with tremendous consistency here. Now, let's pair that up here, like I said, with the athleticism. I don't like to overuse the term game-changing, but he has game-changing legs. He's bursty. He's explosive. He has good vision on the run. And he's elusive when he's running the ball. But, John, he's not Jaden Daniels. You know, he's not Lamar Jackson in terms of that twitchy athleticism. It's an overused comparison. But for folks who haven't seen Caleb Williams play, there's a reason he's drawn a lot of comparison in terms of play style to Patrick Mahomes, right? Because he is athletic. He can extend the play. He makes arm angles and throws that it looks like he has no business making, and he does it successfully, consistently, right? And it's that type of thing, it's hard to quantify with Patrick Mahomes, that you get a lot when you watch Caleb Williams tape as well. Now, pair that up here with really nice pocket presence. I think he's light on the feet. He navigates the pocket very well, especially in his 2022 tape. And good mechanics. He adjusts arm angles well. He's got a smooth throwing motion, and he's got a quick release. I see the biggest difference, John, in 2022 to 2023. I purposely led with all the positives. We need to talk about the difference between those two seasons. And you're right. The offensive line, much worse in 2023.
So much.
Play calling? Garbage in 2023. I mean, Lincoln Riley really let Caleb Williams down. But if you look at the big difference here and why you see a drop-off in play from 2022 to 2023, it's the fact that he felt pressure too quickly, which is something he's going to have to improve on if he is going to the Chicago Bears. Not the best offensive line, so we need to be realistic about that, right? He's going to feel pressure, and he has to get more comfortable staying into the pocket under pressure. And then his mechanics will drop off as well. He'll get stuck on the second read, and he can throw off his back foot too consistently when he feels that pressure. But if you look at it, John, his best receiver playing for USC with Lincoln Riley, his best receiver was true freshman Zachariah Branch. And then his next best one, Brendan Rice, who's probably going to be a sixth-round draft pick, really probably because of his name. You know, so he wasn't working with too much. I think he was playing a little bit too much hero ball. And so I'm really hoping in his NFL team they're able to calm him down because he has all of the tools, all of the intangibles. and all of the ceiling, which is what we always want to draft for fantasy football purposes. You always want that upside in your prospects. John, just like you always want that upside in your fantasy football resources, and that's what we're providing here at the Rookie Big Board. In-depth rookie rankings, personalized roster advice, super active Discord for chatter, advice, talk NFL draft with us, and of course the bonus rookie profiles. So far we have Jacob Cowing, we have Cody Schrader. This week we have Spencer Rattler. We have some really good profiles coming through here. All of that is available for just $5 a month over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard or save 15% off now with that annual membership. It's time, folks. Combine's over. You have to get in. Now is the time. You need to be in on the resources to make sure that you are staying ahead of your league mates and winning rookie draft season. John, we've talked about the tape. We've talked about his background. How does Caleb Williams show up in your model to predict NFL success?
I think people don't realize how good of a prospect in the production model he actually is, Matt. He's unbelievable. I have 8 key statistics. He hits all 8 benchmarks, Matt. I mean, literally. And he really surpasses them. It's not a little. 37 games played, and he started, as we talked about, as a true freshman. The 169.3 passing efficiency, Matt, just to give you an idea, that is better than Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, Patrick Mahomes, and Jameis Winston and Justin Herbert as prospects. Just to give you a range that he is in. Then the yards per attempt. I mean, Matt, he had 10.3. He's the only quarterback in the class. He started basically three years. And he's over 10 yards per attempt. I mean, he's not throwing little dump-off passes, Caleb Williams. Now, that might be a little bit of the hero ball, but he throws the ball downfield. Touchdown interception ratio, Matt. We can say he didn't play as well, and I agree. He abandoned the pocket. He tried to make things happen. I think Lincoln Riley let him down. But at the end of the day, he had a 93-14 touchdown to interception ratio over the course of 3 seasons. That is incredible. And you mentioned he's not Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson, but he still had 16% rushing equity in his best season. He can move the chains with his legs, but what I like about him is he is looking to make a play with his arm and he uses his legs. Matt, we have a really high level production prospect profile. What should fantasy footballers know?
All right, let's put it all together here. Let's talk about that fantasy football translation. I led off the episode with the idea of, is Caleb Williams still worth that 101 in Superflex leagues? And if we're going to take a look at it here, I do expect him to go in the top 4 picks, that 101 to 104 range. I think in most leagues, Caleb Williams will be the first player taken off the board. For me, that's who I'm taking off the board in Superflex Leagues 101 at this point in time. I wouldn't blame anybody. I've said this during the Marvin Harrison Jr. rookie profile episode. If you wanted to take Marvin Harrison Jr. at 101, even in a Superflex, I'm fine with that. I have him that high. He's actually tied with Caleb Williams right now in the Rookie Big Board rating, and it is a Superflex-based ranking. There's going to be some folks, John, in your league who like Drake May better. That's okay. Take him at 101. There's going to be some folks who like Jaden Daniels best. That's okay. Take him at 101, but he's not falling past the first 4 picks in any rookie draft. Even amongst any negative chatter, there's a reason that he is very, very likely to be the first overall NFL draft pick. So he's going to go in the top 10, no doubt, for draft capital. He's going to go in the top 4. He does, John, fall into my franchise cornerstone tier. He's right in there. It's not a tier that a lot of quarterback prospects get put into over the years. It's really just Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields just snuck into that tier. You go back, Justin Herbert in that tier, Joe Burrow in that tier. There's not a lot of guys that have fallen into that tier over the years. So it's a high-level guy. It's somebody who I expect to be a quarterback 1 in terms of dynasty fantasy football value. as soon as he is drafted. I think he's going to be a top 12 dynasty quarterback as soon as he is drafted into the NFL. And in terms of exposure, for those who are watching and for exposure, I broke down my categories. I made them a little smaller. I felt like they were too wide. So I'm calling this exposure level healthy. You should get a healthy level of exposure at Caleb Williams, 11 to 25%. That's what I'm going to be going for here. If I have the 101, 102, 103, 104, you know, I want to get some Caleb Williams. I want to get some Jaden Daniels. I want to get some Marvin Harrison Jr. I think all of these guys are going to be good players, but I'm certainly not going to be fading him or avoiding him. If I'm there at 102, 103, and I get Caleb Williams, I'll be ecstatic. In terms of his fantasy football value, you know, my fantasy football value comparison for him is Joe Burrow. I think when he, you know, in terms of thinking about when you take Caleb Williams in a startup draft, it's going to be as you round the turn into that second round. It's going to be about the time Joe Burrow is going. I think Caleb Williams has to go off the board just about the same spot. So there you go. That's the background. That's the film breakdown. That's the stats. That's the fantasy football projection. We put it all together here for you so you can understand the value of Caleb Williams. And we're putting it together for you every single day over at the Rookie Big Board. Now is the time to get in on it over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And as always, we appreciate you checking out this Rookie Profile.